Yes, I am.
I'm glad I'm here.
You know, I want to tell you something about this thing. I did not like it when I came. I didn't see anything funny about it. I didn't see anything smart about it. I didn't see anything good about it. And I didn't hear anything good about it. And I didn't like any of it. And I went to meetings every night, didn't like it. And I wasn't crazy about the guy that was taking me. I didn't like him. I'd tell him that I was not sleeping with old what's-her-name, and what about her, the blonde back there? And he says, "That's good. And leave her alone." And that's all he told us. Said, "We're going to learn how to not drink." And he didn't say, "Put the plug in the jug." He just said, "We're just going to not do some things." And I didn't like him at all. I didn't like his attitude. And sure enough, I was right. After sobered up, while he wasn't any thing to write home about. I didn't like him at all. He had a bad personality. But he gave me everything I needed to know. He was the man for me the first year and a half in Alcoholics Anonymous. But they say nasty things about you. They talk to you like you know you may be one of those that's not going to make it. And the reason is because you're probably one of those people who cannot become honest with yourself. Now you know that's not true. You know that may be that way for them, but it's not that way for me. And when they're saying that, they mean that. They mean that you're different. There's something wrong with you. And it's not drinking. And they just say that. And they just look at you and they write a book about you and me. And the book says you and I are not honest with ourselves. And the book says that you and I are in such a bad shape that we may not be capable of becoming honest with ourselves. You like that? I don't like that. And you know what I like about you and I? We don't believe it either. That's the way we get by with it. Hell, if we really believed it, well, you and I'd crash. We'd say, "Well, forget the whole damn thing then." But the thing of how I'm going to become that way without really believing it. But when they said, "Why in the hell would you and I drink again? Why would we go screw up, have another car wreck like the last one? Why would you and I go do the same thing with a woman or a man or a job like we did before? Over and over and over again. There's something wrong with you. People don't go do what you do. They don't go do that. People do not enjoy going out drinking all they can so they can be sick, son of a bitches, the next morning. They do not do it. But you and I do. And you know what about it? We're going to do it again. And again. And again. And do it in spite of everything. So you're going to lose your husband. Right. But I'm going to get drunk again tonight. You're going to take your children away from me. That's right. But I'm going to get drunk again tonight. I don't want to, but I'm going to. I love living with me. Hell, I do what I don't want to. I do what nobody else wants me to. And I know that I'm right. And everything I do is wrong. And you're living with a guy like that, you've got a hell of a mess going on. You got a hell of a deal going on getting up saying, "I'll guarantee you one thing, I'll never do that again." And don't till 3 o'clock that afternoon. People don't live like you and I do. They miss a lot. They don't get to screw up like we do, and they don't know how to fail naturally. We know how to fail when it's absolutely almost impossible to fail. You and I know how to do it. How do we do it?
Our way.
That's it. My way fails, and you know what I like about you and I? We fail doing it right. Other people can't do that.
You and I can.
You and I just know how to do it. Where'd you learn it?
Beats the hell out of me. I don't know where we learned it.
How come that I sit there with 10 other guys through high school, they go right on out of there, go right on doing these deals, some go to church, some didn't, get a job, go to college, go on through, come out just fine, and I'm out here throwing up and going crazy. Went to the same place. How come you and I are different?
I do not know, but I'll guarantee you one thing, we're different.
Period. And it's in that book that they put out about you and I. And listen, you think about it. Where do you think we all came from recently? Where our colleagues all graduate from?
Terrell.
Wichita Falls State Hospital. These are mine and your buddies. You know, we run together. We identify with one another. Who do you identify with? Only the insane. No one else. If you don't believe it, go try it. You and I run, live with, identify, feel comfortable with, insane people. Civilians scare us to death. You don't believe it? Go talk to them tomorrow. Reason something out with them. Sit down in the middle of the floor and just talk about it. Tell them what you think. Tell them how you live. Tell them that everything was fine. You got down on your knees this morning. They'll love this first part. Got down on my knees and prayed. God, I got that good, sweet feeling. Went to the bathroom, thought 10 minutes, come out and the whole damn thing gone to pot. They'd say, what happened? I don't know. It's amazing to watch us. We look God, they said, God, she looks good. God, she's just beautiful. But she went to the bathroom, came out there, and my God, the whole thing had gone to pot. People say, everybody's a little bit depressed. I never have been. I'm either totally depressed, I don't mess with it at all. Everybody has a little self-pity, I never did. I'm total. I can go to 43-3, just like that. I never stopped it in between. I went right down there at the bottom, and you know what? Like that. Looked forward to it. Couldn't wake up to think, why did I wake up? Couldn't wake up and say, how come I'm having to live again today? I'm having to go through a day again today. How can I just wake up like that? That's positive thinking. I know there's no point in doing it. I always tickle me about those books on, what's his name? Who's a Peel? Write those books. Just keep repeating that every day. Can you imagine you and I repeating something every day? Hell, we own it. We can't get off of it. That's our problem. My God, I only thought about sex for about 41 years and never missed a minute. Hell, I'd wake up at night, think about it. We are on it. Don't worry about us getting... Somebody said the other day they're talking about taking the fourth step in depth. My God, we never took anything the other way. People don't do what we do the way we do. And it won't work out the way we do it either. They're telling us in that first step that we are powerless over alcohol. How long did it take you to learn that? What'd you have to do to learn that? Tell me how long it took you, damn it, to get in this place. God, what'd you do? Anywhere from 3 years to 20. doing what? Getting drunk and raising hell, falling down in the ditch, running cars off the road, running without the car. Take the car and lose it. People don't lose cars, but we do. Cars are big items, but we lose cars. Start home and don't get there for 4 or 5 days. And did you ever do it twice? You bet did it twice. Couldn't wait to do it again. Wouldn't wait to say, I'll never do it again, do it again. And the kicker that they really told us, it really gets us, it really begins to get you, that my life is unmanageable because I'm an alcoholic. It didn't say because I was drinking. It said because I'm an alcoholic. I have alcoholism and my life is unmanageable, sober, not drinking. My life is unmanageable today. Your life is unmanageable today. I need to know my life's unmanageable, not drinking or taking funny things or smoking, whatever that is. I don't know why I didn't get into that. My God, I was smoking 3.5 pack of sale in a day. I tried to get that out of that. I couldn't get it. I'm sorry I missed that stuff. I'm sure it's fine. Might make your lungs feel real good. Might always burn. But I killed it. But they're telling me that I must have a manager besides me. I must have another manager. And it can't be you. Because you can't go with me everywhere I go. So I've got to have a manager that can go and be with me all the time. And I've got to have it. Because if I can't manage my own life, then I've got to have one. So that eliminates the deal if we're going to say, well, I was raised a Catholic, I was raised a Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, or whatever it was, and I tried that stuff and it doesn't work. Didn't say one single thing about that in my book. It said we're going to have a God as I understand him, and he's going to be our manager. We're going to have a new manager, and it's going to be God himself. And since you and I are cut off, and we can't hear anything but us, we got to have a way for that to happen. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. They did not use soft words with us. They made it clear that we had to have a manager, and that's the second half of the first step. So we hadn't even got started yet. So we're going to have that. We're going to have God, because he's the only one that can go with us. And then it says we're going to have to believe that we're going to have this power that's going to go with us. Because why? Because we're insane. They didn't say crazy. I like crazy better. They said that you and I, they just tell you right out. Hell, it's right there, written somewhere. You're crazy. Well, that's the wrong one. That's the things you don't understand that either. But that you and I are insane. A lot of people can't just get up, drink a little coffee, and go crazy. But you and I can. I don't know how we know how to do that. We just know how to do that. We just know how to do it. I do not know how my mind takes the facts and screws it up like it does. But it does. And see, I know how it is, but see, I don't either. I just don't know. My mind says I know, and I can see it as well as I can see my fingers, that's really the way it is. And you know what? It's not the way it is. It's not the way it is. It's just not that way. My mind doesn't see it the way it is. And by God, I can tell you out of shadow of death, that's the way it is. It's not. Just not. And if anybody tells me how it is, then I know they don't know. So then I go with my deal, where do I go? Right down there. Sober. Do this sober. So I've got to have a way to believe when I don't believe. Because my mind does not believe, and my mind does things that if I follow it, I will be a person who does not believe that a power greater than myself is going to restore me to sanity. And that doesn't mean from where you were. You and I haven't exactly been the same since I can remember. So I'm going to be restored to a sanity. You know what they're really telling you? You and I are never going to recover from alcoholism. We've got it. We're going to have this way of life to live, to have all the good things God gives His kids. Now, we're going to have all that when we live this way. When we don't live this way, don't have it. But the thing that you and I recover from, you and I recover from a helpless state of mind. Only. We don't recover from anything else. We're going to have alcoholism for the rest of our lives. So, which is no big deal. We're just going to have to live this way of life, and when you and I don't, we go, and that's just it. Whether we drink or not doesn't have anything to do with it. We're going to fail in whatever area we're in if we don't live that area, let it be handled, that area of our life be handled this way of life. The way of life. Because we will not, never will, recover from alcoholism. We just got it. No big deal. A lot of people have a lot of things serious like the athlete's foot, you know. So I need to know that. When I hear somebody said, and I hope they mean it, they say, I'm a recovered alcoholic. Well, the only thing they could possibly mean is what our book says, and our book says that you and I have recovered from a helpless state of mind, sitting down there on the end of that couch with a package of cigarettes and a half a bottle of wine, and cannot function. And we recover from that state of mind to where no matter what happens today, I can go on to work and do a deal. And I'm recovered from that state of mind today. But I'm not a recovered alcoholic. I'm a recovering in alcoholism because that's what I got. Now, do you know that? Now that we know that, don't believe it, but we know it. I'm going to have to turn my life and my will over to a God whom I do not know. We're not closely related to God. You don't get in the hole you and I get in being tied up closely with God. And so you and I must become people who God's going to run this life, who's going to control this life, who's going to take this life and do with it and change it and do with it what He wants to do with it. Now, for us to become surrendered to that, just hell. Just a tough trip. It's hard because we are people who are self-will run riot in many, many different forms. But we do it sweet, mean, 10-40 different ways. But you and I are self-will run riot folks. And it's the only thing that you and I really want is for everybody to be and to do exactly like we know they should do and be. All situations to be exactly like you and I know they should be, and we know for sure that's the way they ought to be. And we want to tell God what He needs to do so all of this will work out. That's all you and I want. And that's all we're going to have to give up, every bit of that. When that's our only main purpose in life, and we've got to give that up, it's hard on you. Because you and I are going against that grain. And the way you know how we go against the grain? We go two ways. Either we charge it just by God, hate every living breath, or we just say, nothing's going to happen. Nothing in between that. We just charge it, and boy, if that won't work, we just give the whole thing up. Can't even go to work. Just sit. Just us. So they're telling me that I'm going to have to turn my life and my will over to God as I understand God today. Now, they're saying that because, hell, they know we don't understand God at all. Of course, there's a trick to that. When you find out you don't understand Him at all, then you're getting somewhere. Then you're going to find out later on, hell, you couldn't understand Him anyway. But you know, we're the kind of people that won't understand things you're not supposed to understand. We're the kind of people that like to do those kind of things. You know what that does? Keeps you screwed up for the rest of your days. That's the reason we like it. We like stuff like that. We like it. I like things that are absolutely impossible. Then we ought to like this deal, because there wasn't one life in here, not one single life in here, the condition of that life that came through that door, one person only could straighten that out, God Himself. I'll guarantee you nobody else straightened out your life. I'll guarantee you one thing, you didn't get here because your life was running smooth and things were good and things were like you like it. I'll guarantee you that if you knew how screwed up it was, you'd have gone ahead and committed suicide like you was trying to anyway. In fact, if it was the way you really knew it was and somebody could tell you how it really was, you'd go ahead and do it anyway. If I'd had any idea mine was really the way it was going to be, where it really was as bad as it was, hell, I'd have made it. Because I'll guarantee you one thing, thank God we didn't know how it really was, how close we were to total disaster. You know, you and I are disasters. We create disasters. We cause disasters. Hell, I cause disasters. I finally started going with married women so you could really get disasters going. You know, if things wasn't going good, I'd call at 3 o'clock in the morning. That gets the kids and the husband and everybody up so we can have a damn disaster. I'm up. Everybody else is asleep. I've got to call something, and hell, I did it. Finally ran me out of town, but I did it. God, that's just the name of the game. Disaster. Just waiting for it to happen. That's just us. And I used to love don't you just love to get off by yourself and think? Can't wait to get away from everybody and think. How'd you like to have all that written down? We never fantasize anything, you understand? Just great. Can't wait to get away from these son of bitches so I can get off by myself and think. Just love to get off in there. God, it's a fantastic place. Thank God nobody else knows it. God, they'd lock us up in the living minute. That guy ran out there and killed those folks the other day. Hell, I know exactly what he did. I knew it the minute I heard the story. Hell, I knew he jumped that day. He had it planned, meditated, and figured on it. Hell, I've done it 1,000 times. I just didn't have the guts to carry it out. Didn't treat him right. Damn right. You never had anybody not treat you right, have you? You never thought about murder. Not any of us. Good understanding God people, we wouldn't think about murder. Outside of killing our folks and everybody else we've known, we wouldn't think anything about it at all. Hell, I knew exactly what he did. Had he thought about it, didn't anybody talk to him, did it? You think about one little trick of deal in the third step. And you think about here we are, that you and I are getting into a place that you and I think we ought to weigh the situation to see whether we ought to do this or not. We ought to really, you know, being smart like we are, we ought to check this out. You know, I don't know if sure whether we ought to buy this deal or not. God and all that stuff. Just because it's free. You get it for nothing except pain. And you think about it. They want you and I to become willing to turn my life and my will over to God. And it's going to require everything I've got to do. Because I'm going to have to do it in a way that it's not like. I think it is. But now I'm going to tell you your alternative. Since you're as smart as you really are. And I know you're smart. Because I know you're like me. And I'm brilliant. I know what Reagan and the whole bunch are not doing. Congress and all of them and the oil companies and everybody else. I know what everybody needs to do. I know what you need to do. I'm not going to do what I need to do, but it's because I'm doing what I need to do. Of course, that's not true, but as far as I know, I am. If you don't want to do that, if you don't go through the process of doing that, then you have just turned your life over to you, which means I've just turned my life over to a crazy son of a bitch. And that's mine and your alternative. We get to do it any way you want to play it. Play it any way you want to play it. And that's your decision to make every living day for the rest of your days. Am I going to get up and turn my life over to Jimmy Williams, the guy who they put in institutions? Whose closest acquaintances go to institutions? Or am I going to be willing to go to this God route? Well, I think that bears some thought, don't you? I don't think we ought to just jump into that. They know we're going to think that we're not going to just jump into that. So they let us meet every night, call each other every day, to try to make the decision today of whether I'm going to do it or he's going to do it. Now, isn't that the damnedest, most ridiculous thing you ever heard? You mean you got to go to meetings every night or every living night? You mean you have to call somebody every day, every living day? Why? Well, I will probably run it myself that day if I don't. That's the way smart people act. They don't act that way. Smart people don't do it that way. Smart people don't have to call anybody before they go to work, or they won't go to work. Some smart people go to work because they know they want to go to work. But not you and I. We don't call anybody, we probably won't go to work. And by Thursday, we will have lost our job. And be right in here Friday wanting to know what in the hell God's doing with my life. Just the way I am. Prayed every morning. How am I going to turn my life and my will over to God? Am I going to be able to just do like they do? Come, let's all get down here tonight after church. I mean, after meeting. Wednesday night, prayer meeting here tonight. We'll all come down. We'll pray and we'll lay the hands on you. And they'll get it. Won't get it. Won't get it. Sorry. May get it for other folks, not for us folks. You can come down and do that if you want to. If you're not doing anything, no one will be about down here. Be plenty of room. And we'll put the hands on you too, but it won't do nothing. And if it did do anything, you won't be indifferent. And you and I are going to have to be different. So I'm going to have to become a person who does that. Really, without even knowing I'm doing it. So I'm going to have to do what? I'm going to have to call my sponsor every day. I'm going to have to tell him what I'm thinking and what I'm doing. I'm going to have to do what AA tells me to do on a daily basis. I'm going to have to not drink, not take a pill the way they tell me, call him and tell him I'm scurly, go to a meeting every night, and thank God every night on my knees beside my bed. I'm going to have to do that. When I do that, I'm making the decision for God to take my life instead of me. And that's the way I make the decision. I make the decision to pick up the phone. I make the decision to do my prayer that morning. I make the decision to go to work because God told me to, and I made the decision to go to meeting that night, and I made the decision, and then I made the decision for God to have my life. And that's the only way you do it. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you think you're doing, no matter what you read or what you heard, you do it with the action, never the thinking. Never, never. I act my way into a right way of thinking, and action was I picked up the phone. Not what I said. Not what he said. It's that I took the action of picking up the phone. I took the action of getting down on my knees and saying the prayer they told me to pray. Not the one that tells God what to do and what he ought to do and what he hadn't done, what he needs to do. And that prayer in the third step is, hell, it's it. It's a simple little thing, nothing to it. Just God, take me and do with me as you see fit today, let thy will only be done in my life. Hell, they're eliminating me. That's right. That's exactly right. And if they could eliminate me, I'd have it all. That's the only way I don't have it. That's the only way I don't have it. Because I'm still in the deal. I'm not in the deal because right now I don't want to be in the deal. But see, when it's out there tomorrow, I want that deal out there to be different. I didn't like it this morning when I made that call in Denton, because a competitor was doing something to me I did not like. And the way I had to handle that, I do not like it. I don't like it when I don't get to do something. Hardest action I take is not doing it. But so I'm going to make the decision, so the third step will come alive in my life. Now they're going to have a little simple action for you and I to do. Not one single thing to it. It's a simple little deal. It's something that you know better than any other human being. No other human being knows it. Nobody. The only thing, guy that knows, the only gal that knows this story the best is me. So since they know I'm the one that knows it the best, they want me to write it down on a piece of paper that I can remember that anybody did to me or I did to them, since I can remember. Anything that happened to me or anything I did that I can remember, since I can remember. Well, now that certainly wouldn't be, there's not a one that could not go right home right now and do that, is there? I happen to be one of those that could not go right home and do that. When I heard that in the meeting, I said, do you mean to tell me that's all there is to it? That's all there is to it. I went right home, got me a legal pad and two pins, closed the door so what's-her-name couldn't get in there, and started to write and could not write one single word. And I announced it at the meeting. I was leaving early to go do it. Then what do you got to do? Go back and get some more humility through humiliation, telling them I couldn't do it. They all laugh and you couldn't. Well, we knew you couldn't. I said, why didn't you tell me I was going to ice cream with you? Then I couldn't do it and I couldn't do it, so I went down to Intergroup and there was a deal down there that my sponsor, who thinks he knows everything, didn't know anything. It was a guide to the fourth step. I said, let me have that. And I went back to the club and got over there in the little room. And I was in there reading it. And he walks in and somebody said, he's back there reading something. And he came back there and said, what have you got? And I said, I've got something you probably don't know anything about. I have the guide to the fourth step. And I'm going to study it. And when I get through studying it, then I'll know how to write the fourth step. Indicating that he's never been able to tell me, since he doesn't know. He looked at it a moment and tore it up and threw it in the wastebasket. You can see why I don't like it, and I'm right. And he says, now, I've been sober about 17 or 18 months, which is all you need anyway. And I said, what'd you do that for? He said, I'm going to tell you one more time how to take the fourth step. Go home and write down everything that you can remember that's ever happened to you, anybody's ever done anything to you, that you've ever done to anybody else, and all the things you've done. Just go right now on a piece of paper. I said, since when? How old? He said, I don't know how old. Since you can remember. See, they don't give anything specific to go by. No, if he said since 3, I could have got it. Well, I couldn't do it. So finally I went back down to Intergroup, and they had a little card there. It said, love, hate. Hell, that's it. And all the deals over here, the assets over here, the liabilities over here, I said, I'll just check all those liabilities off. He walked in, I said, there it is, short version, 4 steps, that's it. He said, I'm going to tell you one more time how to take 4 steps. Then he said, I'll tell you what we better do with you.
said, usually, after people are sober as long as you are, they're getting to where they can take 4 steps, usually. Says, you know, we certainly want you to try to make it before you get 2 years in. But you may not. But since you're in the dangerous position you're in, maybe you better begin to add to your prayer every morning, God, let me be willing to write 4 steps. So just add that every morning to your prayer, and maybe that'll help you. You've got to have help, because you're the only one who can do it, because you're the only one who knows it. And instead, remember, the 4th step compared to the 5th step is not the important step. The most important step of the 4th and 5th step is the 5th step. And you know, I said, how come people always talk about the 4th step? Because they don't like the 5th step. Said you hear more people talk about the 4th step than any other step. That's right. Why? Has nothing to do with you being any different. Has nothing to do with any change in your life. And when you get to past the 4th step, changes begin to come. And nobody wants to do that. I said, how do they know that? I said, hell, they don't know that. They just know that they know they don't want whatever it is that's going to happen that they think is going to happen, and that's not what's going to happen. I understand that. Well, I finally prayed, and after, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. 20, 21 months, something. It took another month of praying and all that. You know, hell, I do not do this easy. I have no intention of doing the rest of it easy either. I'm not going to just surrender, like Chamberlain says. He didn't say that the last 4 or 5 years himself. If you don't know him, he's 79. So then, I finally, the one guy says, hey, Jim, I'll tell you how to start. I'll give you the first 2 words. I said, what's that? And he said, Jim Williams. I said, oh. See, they're really happy here a lot. And then one night I went home after a meeting, and I just picked this pad up and started writing it. Crap. That's what it is, you know. You know what to call it? Garbage. That's what you and I have been sweating out. Writing down. Garbage. If it's not garbage, how are you going to get rid of it? If you and I are supposed to get rid of the garbage in our past, in our life, and you write down something that's nice, you know, it was hard at first trying to. I know one thing, see, I wanted to be bad enough to get in, but good enough that they'd really like me. And when you have to figure all that out before you write it down, it's hard to figure that out. You can't ever get to it. See, I want to be in, but I want to be great, too. Finally, it went on and on and on, and finally, a few days, I'd written down, oh, you know how we are. Once we get going, write down a pad. And I like to write down a lot of the extra stuff, too, you know, like the same thing, only a different girl. And then, after I got it done, I said, you know, they got so smart with me. I'm going to check the book. I checked the book, and it says, some people may want to go to a professional person. I said, yeah. Hell, why would you want to go to a damn alcoholic? I think I'll go to a Catholic priest. I'm a Baptist, you know. And they don't talk, so they won't know. But I didn't know where to find one. I knew there's 2 or 3 in the program, and I said, I'll just wait till I run into one of them. I had no idea you just go to a Catholic church and it's there, you know. And I couldn't wait too much longer, so I waited 2 or 3 days, and it gets to bothering, you know, and you want to go do the 5th step, and you know, and all that stuff, and they're talking about the 5th step, that it's going to be the most important step you've taken, and it's getting more important all the time as things go along, and that this 5th step, if people do not do the 5th step, they probably are not going to make it. More than likely, they'll drink again, and if they don't drink, they still won't make it. They'll never have anything that the program has. It's the most important thing we've got to do. It moves us into a place we've never been, always been afraid to go. And I don't understand any of that, but they're telling me all that kind of stuff. It's the 5th step's the name of the game. Get the 4th over. So I finally started saying, I think I'll ask around to see what they did when they wrote their four steps. And I asked two or three of them, and they finally, one of them says, have you written your four steps? I said, no. But she didn't believe that. She went over and told him, says, I think he's written his four steps. He's been asking funny questions around here for two or three days. And he came over there and said, have you written your four steps? I said, yeah, but I haven't decided who I'm going to ask yet. But I've checked the book, and I get to decide who I'm going to ask. He said, what is it? I said, it's out there in the trunk of the car underneath the carpet. That's keeping a safe place, you know. And he said, go get it. I said, right now? He said, yeah, right now. I went out there and got it, came back in. He said, score the room here and do it. I said, hell, there's people around here. He said, what's that got to do with it? You know, when you've got a big deal working here, probably going to want to use it as a model anyway. He just acts like it's nothing. So I went over there, and God, I started getting halfway through it. Hell, I told him half of it. You know, I've been with him practically every day for almost 2 years. Well, hell, he knew more about me than I did. And then, sure enough, I did get a little relief after it's over. I didn't know what I got, and didn't know until later on what I got. In fact, I don't even know I got it till I just know I have it. And don't even know I know what that is, except I got a forgiveness that I didn't know I got. If I got it then, I didn't know I got it. And I didn't know I got it later on until I began to be a person that seemed to be a person that's kind of forgiven a little bit. So I must have begun to get that. Then what did he tell me? I said, what am I going to do with it? He said, some people keep it and some people throw it away. I said, what do you think I ought to do? He said, some people keep it and some people throw it away. Hell, it won't help you at all. So I kept it a week and then threw it away. He said, now I'm going to tell you what you did. I'm going to tell you exactly what you did. You now have moved into a place you have never been. You have been moved into a place to become forgiven for the way you are. And you begin to move into a place to where you're going to move into a glass house. Which means that from now on, you're never going to do anything, think about doing anything, plan to do anything that another human being in Alcoholics Anonymous does not know about. You're going to move into a complete glass house where everybody can see every window from all the way around. Not advertise, not tell the world, but one other God, yourself, and another human being for the rest of your day will know what you're thinking, what you're planning to do, because the majority of things that you're thinking and planning to do are not really what you're going to do. And you don't know that you're planning to do what you're planning to do. But if you tell another human being what you're planning to do, then for some reason you don't need to do what you plan to do. Or if it is the thing that needs to be done, it'll be done, but it'll be different than the way you thought it ought to be done. Anything that's going to be of this program and this way of life and of God Himself will never be the way you and others think it should be. Because there's no way for a human being to think as God thinks. So you and I will never know till we know. So we will have to live a life that we don't know. That's it. I guess that's all. We'll quit and have the next 2 Wednesdays off. Now, he said, let's get to the real stuff. the thing that really makes the difference, the thing that really is going to see whether you're really going to do it or you're really not. It's a very simple little thing. Two simple little bitty steps that cover that much in the big book. Two steps, less than a half a page in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So you know it's going to be easy for you and I. Going to be absolutely nothing to it. If it's that little simple deal with two little paragraphs and covers two little steps, 6 and 7, nothing to it. Not going to be one single thing to it. The only thing that's going to happen here, you're going to have to become a person who's willing to give up all of his defects of character. That's all. And to become willing to give up my defects of character, I'm going to have to be willing through situations to not act on any of my defects so that God can remove them from me, which is going to take some process of time. But to be willing to do that, humility is a very simple little old thing. Hell, there's nothing to it. It's just a simple little old deal. Everybody says, what is humility? I've looked it up in the dictionary. I haven't. I don't know what it is in the dictionary. But I know what it says in Alcoholics Anonymous. The only thing we're going to do is give up having anything our way. That's all. Well, hell, that shouldn't mean anything to that. Isn't that fantastic? Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, I never want my way again. I don't want to change anything. I don't want to fix anything. I don't want to arrange anything. That's all I want to do, just let her flow. Let Eloise do whatever she wants to. Just let my work do whatever it wants to. Just let it come out anyway. Don't try to arrange it, change it. Just go and go through the motions, and whatever happens, just say, thank you. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Tell them off. You mean to tell me that's all there is to it? Really? That's all there is to it. I had problems with women. Bad problems with women. It really wasn't women. It was what happened with me and women that was the problem. We talked about sex some, and the book just clarifies that. Fourth step says a very simple little thing. The only thing's wrong with me, you know what you find out in the fourth step? You're scared to death. That's all it says, like one page. Everything. You're jealous, you're prideful, you're everything. You had all that stuff, and what was wrong? Fear. That's the only thing wrong. I'm scared to death. And that's what I found out in the fourth step. See, they didn't ask a sick mind to analyze a sick mind. I don't know why they didn't do that, but they're not going to get you to have to analyze yourself. You're just not going to have to do it, so you're relieved of that big burden. God's highly capable of doing that, walking through every day. He'll handle that without any trouble at all. And it'll show up. Now, if I'm having I hate to really talk about this, really we don't have time, so maybe we'll put it off next time. Because it's about sex, and I hate to give it up. Maybe you don't want to. Let's talk about it next week. Hell, we got another week reprieve. Are you okay? Somebody said, yeah, so I guess we'll wait until next week. So what they're trying to tell me to do in the sixth step, that when I get ready to be ready, I'm going to get ready to give up things, give up the way I am. How am I going to begin to give up the way that I am? What did it say in the fourth step that I could not afford? Resentment. Absolutely. And I'll guarantee you one thing about it. You and I are fearful, and the reason we're fearful, the result of that is we're mad. We're angry. We hate folks. We hate bosses and people where we work. We hate people who've done things to us. We hate men and women we've slept with. And sleep with them again, hate them again. We hate them. We hate mothers and daddies. Damn right we do. Why? Didn't work out right. Nobody did right. They didn't do me right. I hate them. Well, I'm going to have to become a person who doesn't do this. Says, I have to do that. I'm not allowed to hate anybody. I'm not allowed to get mad at anybody anymore. They're telling me that I'm going to get ready to not have a resentment anymore at all. That I'm going to become a person when I see that person, no matter what he does to me. I'm going to pray for him. Don't harm him in any way. Tell God and my sponsor what happened. And don't harm that human being in any form, fashion, or way. When you and I know how to get them. And we know they need it. And we know how to tell them what they are. Thoroughly. We're not going to do that ever again. Ever. Ever, ever. And we're going to have to pray for them. How many times did I ever cuss that person out? And then what happened afterwards? God, didn't it give you a hell of a bad feeling? God, even though you knew the son of a bitch needed it. But see, and now today, when that almost starts and slips up, God, don't take any action whatsoever against any human being. And if you start, just stop. Don't clean it up, apologize or nothing, walk off. Just don't do it. Hardest thing, and it says we're absolutely not allowed to do it. We're not allowed to find fault with anybody or anything. We're not allowed to do it. That book is just good. You know what I love about that book? There ain't no gray, baby. It's black and white. And it's laid out there just like it is. We don't have to, what do you mean? Can I do it a little bit? No, nope, can't do it at all. Just one more time? Nope. How do you keep doing it? Call me before you do it. That's the way I keep doing it. God, myself, that other human being. Me and God do it. Me and God, the other human being, don't do it. I must become that person who never hates again. I resented the principal that failed me in high school so I couldn't graduate from my class 2 years after his death. Now, a lot of people who are not nuts don't do that. But I did it, and I had to pray for dead men so that'd leave me. And it did. You and I hate people. We hate living. We hate success. Want it worse than anybody. Hate it. Got it right here. It's right here. Right here. It's sitting right there. One thing. Give up my will and you have it. The only thing about it is if I don't give up my will, damn it, I can't have it. How many times did I get something and you got something and after we got it, didn't do it. Did not do it. How many times you get something sober? Didn't do it. Didn't do it. It's got to go through the process of change within me and the situation. I must go through that process. I have to go through a transformation of mind. It must occur through the situation. Once it does, then God can put it together, whatever it is. But only that way. It cannot be for me anything unless it is of God Himself. Not of you. Not of you and me putting it together. Not of you and me making it happen. You and me keep from doing it. Then it can happen to me. It has to happen to me. It cannot be arranged by you and me. And when you think that you and I are going to have to live a life like that you can't live. They're asking me to live a life I can't live. That's right. If you're going to live a life that God lives, then you can't live it. What was the greatest prayer you ever made? when you call Alcoholics Anonymous. How come you call? How come you're willing to come through a door that you had no idea what was on the other side of it? Only way I was willing to come through that door, I was helpless. I became helpless. Sick and tired of being the way I was, and everything I tried. You know how we are. Runner down there. Back up, regroup, runner over there. Back up, regroup, runner over there. Forward now. Back up down there, back over there, back over there, back over there. We just get started. Pick up the phone, call in a group. Finally got the right prayer. Finally made the action for the right prayer. I'm going to have to continue throughout my life going through situations that's created by me or by whoever, so I cannot resent people. I can learn to live without doing that, and I learn to live a life that I cannot live, and I learn to become a person who God Himself changes, transforms, gives me everything I've already looked for. Only thing that kills me is I'm not going to get any credit for it at all, because I'm not going to get to do it at all. Anything of my life that's going to be of God, which is going to be the only thing that I'm going to care anything about or that's going to fulfill me in any form, is going to be of God Himself. And if that's the case, you can't get any help from any other place. But we got the system. The two of the hardest things that you and I are going to do is the sixth and seventh step and the eighth and ninth. And that's where I really am going to have to become a person who forgives himself. That is what's wrong. That's the hardest thing that you and I are going to do for the rest of our days. Become a person who forgives themselves. Now that doesn't sound like that could be true, does it? It is true. You and I are going to have to be right now the person who becomes a person who is willing to forgive himself. That's our biggest problem, and the thing that stands in our way today of having it all. And we'll talk about that next Wednesday. Thank you very much.